Fair enough. Any other messages?
Your sister Kara called. Needs to speak urgently about your sister's wedding. I told her you were midair, and not even I knew your final destination.
Well done.
And you got an invitation to speak at Gold Quest in Vegas.
Gold Quest 20?
Every once in a while I do speaking engagements, motivational kind of stuff, but Gold Quest? We're talking major Tony Robbins shit.
It's got a hologram on it. They're calling it Dos Equis.
All right, I'll check in.
Hold on, I've got Craig Gregory for you.
Wait, no. Fuck.
How was my little road warrior?
Hey, 20 minutes from boarding into a world of bliss.
Real good numbers out of Phoenix for a guy. And you know that Big Auto's about to cut another 10K before the end of the month?
No kidding.
Yeah, Christmas came early. Wish I could have you in about five places at once, but I do need you back here in Omaha by the end of the week, all right?
I thought you needed me everywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, we got something real big here, real game changer.
What are we talking about here?
You'll see.
Today, I took my first crap in 2 weeks. Hallelujah.
That's me hanging up on you.
Great. Love that sound.
You satisfied with Maestro?
Yeah, I am.
A little stingy with their miles. I like Hertz.
Hertz keeps its vehicles too long. If a car has over 20,000 miles, I won't drive it.
Maestro doesn't instant checkout. I like to park and go.
Hertz doesn't guarantee navigation.
It's funny, you don't seem like a girl who needs directions.
Oh, I hate asking for directions. That's why I get an F.
That new outfit, Colonial, isn't bad.
Is that a joke?
Yes.
Because their kiosk placement blows.
Yeah, they never have available upgrades.
Basically, it's a fleet of shit boxes. I don't know how they're still in business.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Alex.
Oh, Maplewood card. How dare you bring that into this palace?
Hilton offers equal value and better food, but the Maplewood gives out warm cookies at check-in.
What do they got to do with the cookies?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for simulated hospitality.
Yeah, there's an industry term for that. It's a mixture of faux and homey. Foamy.
Oh, my God. I wasn't sure these actually existed. This is the American Airlines
that... Yeah, it's a concierge key, yeah.
What is that? Carbon fiber?
Graphite.
Oh, I love the weight.
I was pretty excited the day that bad boy came in.
Yeah, I'll say. I put up pretty pedestrian numbers. Like 60,000 a year domestic.
That's not bad.
You don't patronize me. What's your total?
That's a personal question.
Oh, please.
No, we hardly know each other.
Oh, come on, show some hubris. Come on, impress me. Oh, I bet it's huge.
You have no idea.
Ah, how big? What is it, this big? This big?
I don't want to brag.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Let's just say I have a number in mind. I haven't hit it yet.
This is pretty fucking sexy.
I hope it doesn't cheapen our relationship.
We're two people who get turned on by elite status. I think cheap is our starting point.
There's nothing cheap about loyalty. So, we came up with this master plan, which was for me to put gauze, to put bandages on both my hands. And then we got onto the plane, transatlantic, flying to Zurich, walked up, waited until it was dark, and walked up to the bathroom with her. Everybody was watching the movie, and I was like, opened up, went inside. She opened the door for me and came in like she was going to help me. And then, you know, we gave it our best shot. It wasn't great, but it was fun. It was tricky.
It's give me some hard details.
Well, it's not so easy. Have you ever tried it? It's not so easy.
Yes, I have.
Really?
Really.
You've done that?
I have done that.
On a transatlantic flight?
Yeah, on a domestic flight. Yeah, regional, actually.
Hmm. Like nighttime?
No, like daytime. What?
Yeah. How do you do that?
Oh, I'm really flexible.
Oh.
I should throw these out.
We can always use that room with the ice machine.
Here, look. Good call on that towel rack.
I like how you burritoed me in the sofa cushions.
I was improvising.
Shame we didn't make it to the closet.
We gotta do this again.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm in Newark on the 12th, Modesto on the 13th, Oklahoma City on the 15th.
Any Southwest? I'll be swinging by Albuquerque week of the 16th.
No, but I'll be in Florida on the 20th.
Fort Lauderdale?
Miami.
That's nothing.
40 minutes.
I should probably go back to my room so I can wake up in my bed.
I think that would be the ladylike thing to do. Nice meeting you.
Pleasure.
Every family has the one person who keeps the genealogy in check. That's my sister, Kara, the glue.
Fine. You and the kids?
Missy's outstanding. Matthew made varsity. How's the road?
Couldn't be better.
Good. So, Ryan?
Yeah?
I didn't even want to have to ask you this because I know how you are about doing things for others, but we're coming up on 3 weeks to go to Julie's wedding, and there's something we could really use your help on.
Yeah?
We've been sending people these kits so they can print out photos of Julie and Jim on cardboard and then take photos of them in interesting places, kind of like that gnome in the French movie.
Why?
Because it's Julie's wedding and she thinks it would be fun. Does it matter why?
How is Julie?
Would you call her? She thinks you've turned to butter. You're awfully isolated the way you live.
Isolated? I'm surrounded.
So your assistant said you were going to be in Vegas.
Did he?
Can you get a photo of the cutout in front of the Luxor Pyramid?
This place is a shithole. Nobody stays there.
Jesus, Ryan, I'm not asking you to check in. Can you just take a stupid photo?
I'll try my best.
Thank you for trying your best.
Last year, I spent 322 days on the road, which means I had to spend 43 miserable days at home. Sister, I haven't met the guy yet. They're getting married.
Lots of luck.
I know, right? What are you doing tonight? You want to come over later?
I started seeing somebody.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great.
Hey, it's good to see you.
You too.
Seems like it's been a while this time.
更多资料尽在人人听力网 www.rrtng.com